The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3544. Today we are going to do our 7 takeaway breakdown episode about Extraction, which is episode 7 from season 3 of The Bad Batch. Here we go. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. And thank you so much to the patrons who help support the creation and production of this podcast every single day with their help at patreon.com/SW7X7. So we are here to talk about Extraction, which is the 7th episode from season 3 of The Bad Batch. This is our patented 7 takeaway breakdown episode. We will start as we usually do with a high level look. So we jump right in from the end of Infiltration. Rex and his clones and the Bad Batch are in a really tight spot. I mean, as bad as it gets. The only thing that's left to get out of the base is a little puddle jumper of a ship with no hyperdrive capability. So their only hope is to at least get out of the base so that way they can send a communication out to Echo, who's away picking up Gregor, and hopefully they can meet at an extraction point somewhere else on Teth before they get attacked by the clone assassin, or that strike force that's coming in can get after them. They make it to that ship and take off, but the clone assassin pulls a crosshair and shoots out engines, and so it crashes in the forest, and so then they have to hoof it to the extraction point instead. And as they get near the extraction point, that clone assassin ends up engaging with them. Crosshair is able to say, hey, you guys move ahead, I'll deal with the clone assassin. There's hand-to-hand combat. It's very exciting. They go, you know, off a ledge into a racing river, down one waterfall and near another. It looks like the end is nigh for Crosshair. It's a situation where, yeah, you know, we've talked about how maybe there's another character who's fated to die by the end of this series, but nope, the rest of the clones come to the rescue. The clone assassin is defeated for now, and everybody's able to make it to the extraction point until Wolf and company show up, and there is an exchange between Wolf and Rex, which we will talk about a little later here in the episode. Wolf ultimately is swayed by Rex's arguments and allows Rex and company to go, which is really kind of shocking, especially considering, you know, the rest of the troopers that are with them. But yeah, we'll get to that a little bit later too. And so they manage to take off and live to fight another day. For our second takeaway, we'll talk about that clone assassin. First of all, how the heck did that clone assassin survive having half the building dropped on him in that monastery in Teth? Like, I don't even know. To say nothing of the fact that he survived that enormous giant waterfall and managed to drag himself out of the raging river afterward. I mean, just insane. This is like straining credulity maybe to some level, but yeah, these guys are definitely not to be underestimated. For a third takeaway, we'll talk about Crosshair, and we've talked in the podcast previously about how they're kind of setting up the season for a Crosshair getting his groove back kind of situation. This does happen in a couple instances here in the episode. First of all, when there's, you know, that giant shaft and the clone assassin is rappelling down trying to get to our fleeing heroes, Crosshair is trying to shoot him with a sniper rifle. It's a shot that Crosshair should be able to make and is not able to, and he has a moment where he, you know, reels out of the line of fire and checks his shaking hand and realizes he has to make an accommodation. And that's why he puts a little explosive charge on the end of his rifle, because if he can't get the pinpoint shot, he can at least get close enough for government work, as it were, and it works. But on the other hand, later on in the episode, when one of the Imperial shuttles shows up, Crosshair is able to actually throw a couple of very accurate shots at it, shooting through the cockpit window and killing the pilot, and then shooting out engines. So, like, there's a moment where things work the way that they are supposed to with Crosshair. For a fourth takeaway, we'll talk about closing the story arc, as it were, with Hauser and Crosshair and their interaction. So in Infiltration, they meet for the first time after the events on Ryloth from season one, when Hauser is really still burnt up about what Crosshair did to his squad, and justifiably so, of course. But in the quiet moments of Extraction, Hauser and Crosshair are able to reach some sort of accommodation, and Hauser says it's because he sees how Crosshair is with the kid, with Omega. And so here again is the effect of Omega on Crosshair, and that's how Crosshair is going to be able to finally be able to reintegrate with his family. Crosshair is able to say to Hauser, you know, I like value loyalty, and I realize the Empire wasn't loyal to me. And Hauser says, yeah, you know, I know exactly what you mean, or says, yeah, you're not alone in that. So then, of course, it's a beautiful moment when Crosshair is about to go over the falls. Of course, it's Hauser that gets to Crosshair in time and is able to grab him and save him and pull him back up. So yeah, beautifully done. For a fifth takeaway, let's talk about Commander Wolf and Rex meeting for the first time. I mean, Wolf being just stunned, like, Rex, they told me you were dead. I thought you went down in some, you know, starship crash. And Rex says, yeah, I did. Basically, which is, of course, a callback to the end of Season 7 of the Clone Wars, which was just, you know, its own action-packed situation. Now, Wolf has already shown a little bit of a, you know, break in the armor, as it were, because when he arrives at the temple, he's like, these are clones, not insurgents. And Lieutenant Hilo says they're both. Hilo has that little blue thing in the T of the visor, kind of like Scorch does, so you think that, yeah, this could be a little bit problematic later on. But because that seed of doubt has been planted earlier on in the episode, Rex being able to appeal to Wolf and to say, you know, they're telling you to hunt a child, like, this is not who you are. And ultimately is able to sort of negotiate their safe escape. Then that's also going to affect our deep dive conversation tomorrow as well. For a sixth takeaway, the idea of rebellion comes into play again here, and it kind of started out a little bit with that as well, at least in Infiltration. The idea of, you know, how do you resist against something like the Empire, and maybe you got to do it sooner rather than later before they get too entrenched. But Hunter is the one who's just not sure that it can be done. Like, it's just, it's too big, it's too massive, there's no way to fight back against it. And Rex points out that, you know, it's not that it's big, it's that it's personal, that the Empire is coming for Omega, and they're not going to stop until you understand why, and she's never going to be safe until you understand why. So even when you're looking at something that is just too enormously big to consider fighting against, there's a way to, you know, bring it down to one very good reason why you still have to keep up the fight. And so, yeah, I think Rex has been doing a lot of heavy lifting in this episode, and may be, you know, as responsible for any sort of sustained action against the Empire as anybody else we've met as a character in all of these dark times of Star Wars stories. And for our seventh and final takeaway, just a couple of last little, you know, fun facts notes. So we talked about how the episode title is Infiltration and Extraction before we knew what the stories were, that it seemed like, oh yeah, it should just be the Bad Batch getting into a place and then needing to get out of a place. Well, we were half right, because it was really about the clone assassin infiltrating the base that Rex was operating, but then the Bad Batch needed to be extracted because everything went wrong. So yeah, that was just kind of fun. And the other thing I'll flag is that we get a Wilhelm scream in this episode, which is very, it's very amusing and exciting. It's actually exciting. I was like, ah, you know, the Leonardo DiCaprio meme, right? Yeah, the moment the trooper fell out of that transport and you hear it, I was like, ah, the Wilhelm scream. So that was really fun. So that's what I've got for you on our 7 takeaway breakdown about Extraction, which is the 7th episode of Season 3 of The Bad Batch. It's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. I'm going to say it again. If you've heard me say it a bunch of times, hey, Thank you for sticking with me for the rest of the spiel. If you have not done so, please leave a rating or review on your favorite app for this podcast. It helps more people find this daily dose of Star Wars joy. So does hitting subscribe and like and join and follow it. Make sure that you get to see it every day. And it also tells the algorithms, hey, you'll show it to some other people too. And then also just please consider telling other folks that this daily dose of Star Wars joy exists for them, because not everybody knows about it, which, you know, if you've been doing this like I have for nearly 10 years, it's almost surprising that it's not, but no, it's not. So yeah, please tell people that you know that this exists for them. And it doesn't take much to support this daily dose of Star Wars joy either. You can do that with, you know, as little as $1 a month or even $3.27 a month. Yeah, that's a purposeful number, no surprise. You can find out more about that at patreon.com/SW7X7. Those sevens are numbers, SW the number 7, the letter X and the number 7 at patreon.com. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode. As always, may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money.